Are you agreed upon your verdict?
We are.
Do you find the accused guilty as charged or not guilty?
Guilty.
Silence in court!
And is that the verdict of you all?
It is.
James Alexis Carter, the jury has found you guilty of espionage and of the systematic passage of information to a foreign power. Information inimical to the safety of the Queen's realm. Your crime is the more heinous in that you came to this country as a child, a refugee. You enjoyed the advantages of an education at one of our most famous public schools, followed by graduation from our oldest university. To all intents and purposes, you are an Englishman and have been trusted as such. But you have chosen to betray this trust. You will go to prison for 25 years. Take him down.
The Meisterspringer, a thriller in six parts by Barclay Mather, starring Christopher Good as Charles Wainwright and Melinda Walker as Elena. Episode 1, Spring in the Air.
One, two, five. One, two, seven. Ah, yes. Paul Metode Antiques.
Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Good afternoon. Actually, I wanted to see Mr. Metode.
I'm afraid he's engaged with another customer at the moment. Is there anything I can show you? I'm his daughter.
I see. Well, I really wanted to ask his advice about some Chippendale.
Oh, that's my side of the business. Father deals more with objets chinois, jade, rugs and that sort of thing. What's the problem, Mr.?
Wainwright. Charles Wainwright.
Ah.
Not exactly a problem, just some stuff my aunt wanted to have valued for insurance purposes.
I see. Well, I'm afraid we don't do much in the way of valuation. I could give you an idea of market prices if you're thinking of selling, but for insurance purposes, it would be better...
Oh, here's... Oh, now. And some jade. And yet again, a mess of junk called some jade. But the real deep lime green. Ah, well. Yeah, yeah. However, I'll keep my ear to the ground and let you know.
Thank you, sir.
Good afternoon, sir.
Father, this gentleman wanted to see you about a valuation, Chippendale. I was just explaining to him that...
Oh, good afternoon. You're in good hands with Elena, sir. I'm not a furniture man.
There are a couple of oriental rugs as well.
Oh, that's more my line of country. Get that, dear, will you?
Right.
Now, Mr...
Wainwright. I'm from the firm, Metold.
What firm is that, Mr. Wainwright?
The firm. You know damn well what I mean.
I know so many firms. Sotheby's, Christie's, Harrods.
Don't play the idiot, Metold. Your daughter will be back in a moment. Where can we talk?
You seem to be coping quite well here. The only thing is, I don't understand what you're talking about.
I'm talking about a spring.
A season of the year, or the sort we have in chairs?
Look, perhaps you'd rather come along to the office. Say 9 o'clock?
What office is that?
The same one. The Gaffer's.
The Gaffer? I see. Perhaps we'd better go into the back room. Elena, take over for a moment, will you? We won't be long.
There's no point in playing hard to get. You may be the Meisterspringer, but the rate for the job is still 10,000. Tax-free, of course.
Meisterspringer be damned. I retired years ago.
Retired? Oh, no, you'll never retire. The man who got Kapchenko out of the Lubyanka under the very noses of the KGB.
Ancient history. And it shows how little you know about things. That was long before the KGB. It was the NKVD in those days.
All right. How about a dozen back over the Berlin Wall? Not to mention Bela Lugosi out of the neck in Budapest. The day before his execution was set, wasn't it?
That was Bucharest. And it was Bela Augusta. Since you're trying to flatter me, you might as well get your facts right. The answer is still no. And the name is Paul Metold Antiques, and no longer the Meisterspringer escapes. I worked well for your government, Mr. Wainwright, and I've earned my quittance.
I think my father wants you to leave, Mr. Wainwright.
What?
I don't normally eavesdrop, but on this occasion I have, and I do understand what you're saying. Now, will you please go?
I'm sorry, Miss Metold, but I have some very private business to discuss with your father, either here or somewhere else. Now, if you'll please excuse us...
I don't know whose messenger boy you are, but you can tell them that if my father is subjected to this sort of annoyance again, we shall make an official complaint.
I doubt it. Your father knows perfectly well who I work for, Miss Metold. I'd be inclined to let him speak for himself if I were you.
He has spoken, and so have I. We've told you the answer is no. Now, please go.
Yes, I think you'd better, Mr. Wainwright. Thank you for the offer. No hard feelings or anything like that, but I retired from that business many years ago. I'm an old man now.
Many years ago? Metold, the last job you did was in March, 4 months ago. And it wasn't for our government or any other government, was it?
No.
It was for yourself. Jebby Wilkes, the diamond heist in Hatton Garden, nearly £2 million worth of uncut stones, not a single one recovered. You got Wilkes out of Dartmoor, over the wall, off the moor, and onto a slow boat for Brazil, for which you are paid £50,000.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think you do.
You're accusing my father of being a criminal.
That's right. And in the criminal vernacular, we've got him banged to rights over a barrel, haven't we, Meister Springer?
Absolute nonsense. If you had, why hasn't he been arrested?
It's what we call a Damocles in the business, Miss Metold. Something we keep handy to hold over somebody who might not be cooperative in the future.
You mean blackmail?
If you like, yes. A sort of blackmail. A little anonymous tip-off over the telephone to the yard and nature takes its course.
But for that tip-off to be of any use, it would have to be backed by proof, wouldn't it?
Which you don't have, mein Freund.
Oh, but we do. Fingerprints all over the steering wheel of the car in which you took Wilkes to Plymouth.
What, me? Leave my dabs on a job? Oh, no, Mr. Wainwright. I wouldn't pick my own nose without gloves when I'm working.
Not your dad's, Meister Springer. Hers. You were driving for Daddy that night, weren't you, Miss Metold?
Rubbish! How would you even recognise my fingerprints?
Very easily. We have a rather wider collection than the police of those that might be useful. Yours cost us £35 for a Waterford sandwich glass.
What?
Don't tell me you don't remember selling it. I thought not. Well, what's it to be? Holloway's no place for a young and beautiful lady of delicate upbringing. Not these days.
All right, Wainwright. What's the proposition?
No, Father. He wouldn't dare.
Oh, yes, he would. Or rather, his boss would. They run a special dirty tricks course up there, and the gaffer is an honours graduate. All right. But 10,000? I used to get more than that in the old days. You can go up on that a bit, can't you?
Father, no. You can't just knuckle under like that.
I know when I'm beaten, my dear. I won't put you at risk. All the talking, all the teaching I gave you, and you take your gloves off to light a cigarette or some such damn fool thing.
I didn't. Anyhow, you were supposed to wipe off... Oh, damn you. Go to hell your own way.
Highly strung, like her dear mother. And the money I spent on her education. Rodine yet. And it didn't do a thing for her. Very well, Mr. Wainwright. What country?
This one.
This one? Spring a customer out of one of your own nicks?
Precisely.
I can save you money just to ask for him.
Ah. Well, the government want a certain person out of jail and out of the country quickly and quietly, without appearing in the matter at all.
Something in his morning porridge that disagrees with him.
No. They are emphatic on that point. He's to go out on the hoof, fit and well.
The police, the prison authorities, they're involved in it?
Absolutely not. The matter is so delicate that it has to be done authentically. If you, I, or anybody else is actually caught on the job, we're out on our own.
Interesting. Which prison?
Wormwood Scrubs.
It's not exactly a pushover. I mean, it's not like the old days when the villains used to slide over the wall into Duquesne Road, stroll along and have a pint in the local and then stroll back again. Who's the gent we have to waft?
Carter.
James Carter, the spy?
Yes.
But you only sent him down last year, for a quarter century.
Precisely.
And now you're wanting to spend 10,000 of the taxpayers' money to spring him?
Yes.
That you British have the nerve to call us devious. All right, so we get him out. What do you want done with him then?
Your contract ends when you hand him over to me at a safe house.
And where will that be?
I'll tell you that nearer to the date.
The date being?
Between the 18th and the 22nd of this month. We have to liaise with a ship in that 4 days spread, and our timings aren't final yet. Progress reports will be required, of course.
To you?
To me, by phone. I'll give you an ex-directory number. Always call from a random telephone box, never the same one twice, and certainly never from your own number. Call sign, razor, response, buckle.
I'll be wanting a small advance for expenses.
Here's 500 in tenors. You better check it.
You don't believe in straining things, do you? I used to get 10% in the old days.
Sorry, that's all they gave me.
Who's they, by the way?
Come on, Meta, I'll do no better than that. I get my orders from the gaffer and I pass them on. That's enough for me. Who sits on his neck, I do not know. Nor do I want to.
So I worked for that vulture for over 20 years without finding out who his boss was. I know he's not answerable to MI5 or to SIS.
How do you know?
I know, that's all. I'll tell you something, Wainwright. There have been times when I've had my doubts about whose side he was on. Whose side I was on since I was working for him.
That's all too esoteric for me. I just draw my modest salary and I hope in the fullness of time to claim my even more modest pension.
Well, I wish you luck. Can I offer you a drink before you go?
Not if it involves meeting your daughter again.
What?
Please, no offence. She's no doubt very charming and certainly very, very beautiful. But I don't think she took to me.
Oh, she's like that with everybody at first meeting. But she's a very sweet girl, really, when you get to know her.
Oh, I'm sure she is. Well, I must be going. Here's the number. Memorise it, please, and then destroy it. Late afternoon or early evening is the best time to catch me in.
Good. Very well, I'll see you out. I'll call you the day after tomorrow, about 5.
Who's that?
That's you, Benson. It's Metold.
Come in, quickly. Right, let's get the door shut. That's better. Well, well, you haven't changed much. Come on through.
Thank you. Anybody else here?
Only the ever-loving and God forbids, and they're all in bed. Get you a drink?
No. Now, listen.
You haven't got a car parked anywhere nearby, have you?
Of course I haven't. I walked from the tube.
Oh, that's a ticket. The old Bill's been as busy as bleeding bees round here lately.
Now, listen, I haven't any time to waste. The apparatus I left with you after the Wilkes spring, where is it?
Down my place in Chelmsford.
Oh, it would be.
You wouldn't expect me to keep it here, for Christ's sake, would you? I haven't been turned over yet, but there's always a first time.
Well, get down there tomorrow and overhaul it thoroughly.
Yeah, the cylinder may be a bit flat now.
It will be. Get a new one. Any sports shop, the kind they use for scuba diving, okay?
Yeah.
Now, who have we got in the scrubs at present? Reliable.
God, not the scrubs. It's as tight as an Aberdeen wallet nowadays. Dogs, lights...
Aren't they all nowadays? But it's been so long since there's been a good old-fashioned spring that maybe we'll take them by surprise.
Maybe, but gives me the goose pimples. You can't even count on bent screws these days. They all belong to Rotary and carry the plate on Sundays. Rehabilitation, not retribution, now. I was talking to a villain the other day.
Shut up, Benson, and listen. I want to get detailed instructions into the client, telling him exactly where to be and at exactly what time.
Well, that's not going to be easy for a start.
Oh, no difficulty, provided that everything is properly coordinated. Now, let's come back to my first question. Who do you know in the scrubs at the moment?
Offhand, Martin, Compton, Brisley. No, he's out now. Yeah, just the two for certain, Martin and Compton.
Which would you recommend as a contact man?
Well, Martin would never grass on you, but he's as thick as a plank. Compton, bit doubtful. Intelligent enough, but he goes religious when he's doing Bird Padre's Red Band, all that.
All right, Martin, then. Do you know if he has visitors?
Well, he's married. His old woman drops in on him.
Do you know her?
Just a wave to.
Could she be trusted to take a message in?
I think so. Provided it wasn't too complicated and you made it worth her while.
£50. Now, this is all she'll have to do. She'll be provided with one of those gents' handy toilet kits. You know, soap, toothpaste and brush, talcum powder, shaving brush.
Oh, yeah.
That's a permissible gift.
Not half. Permissible and encouraged. Cleanliness next to godliness in the nicks of today. Yeah, no aftershave, though. The cons drink it. And be careful of the talc. That's tested for happy dust.
It will all be clean. Less the shaving brush. That will contain a miniaturised two-way radio.
Two-way? In a shaving brush?
Oh, no. Nothing remarkable about that. All Mrs. Martin will be required to do is to put the pack in for inspection when she arrives at the prison. Then, when it's been passed, she gives it to her husband and tells him to pass the brush to our client.
Will he be expecting it?
No, he won't, but he'll certainly recognise it for what it is. And he'll know how to operate it. We're dealing with a professional.
Well, what does he do? Stick the brush in his ear hole and walk round waiting for somebody to call him up?
You're least bearable when you're trying to be humorous, Benson. Sorry. Actually, you're partially right. He holds it to his ear, certainly, but as a sensible man, he will do that when he's locked in his cell at night.
After dub-up time, I get it. Neat, if it works. Japanese, I suppose.
No, as a matter of fact, my country can take the credit for this one. Polish.
You don't say.
Well, that's it for now. I'll be here tomorrow night with the toiletry, and I'll want you here with the ladder and the launcher.
Sure, I'll drive down first thing in the morning. Who's the client, by the way? Anybody I know?
James Carter.
Blimey. A real don, that one. You're not serious, are you?
Very serious.
Well, well. Now, funny thing, I was talking about him to a geezer who's just come out only the other day. Educated bloke. He's working in the library now. Carter, I mean.
Is he? Well, now, that'll help quite a bit. Right, lights out. Then see if the street is clear before letting me out.
Come on, you herbs! Back to your flowery dells. Dab up! Dab up!
What do you want, Martin?
Books, sir.
You didn't know you could read. It's too late now. Why don't you come at a proper time?
I'll get a break, Mr. Ashcroft. It's the only chance I've got to get along to the library, me working in the kitchen and all. I'll finish this
go
one.
Go on, then. Make it snappy.
So,
move yourself, you bastard.
Hey, Carter.
Sorry, closing time.
Oh, I don't want a breeding book. I've got something for you.
For me?
What? This. Coming by special delivery, per favour, of trouble and strife.
I see. Oh, thank you. A present from an unknown admirer. Very much obliged.
It wouldn't be having the odd pinch of snout on you by any chance, only my tin's dead empty.
Oh, tobacco. Yes, I think I can spare you a thin butt. Here you are.
Oh, it's all right. Hey, up, knock it. Here's a bloody screw back again. Yeah, okay, I'll take this one.
Pilgrim's Progress. Well, I'm sure you'll find it most interesting.
Come on, move yourselves there, back yourselves.
Up it, Martin, or you'll be on report.
Yeah, Mr. Ray.
Get a move on, Carter. You should have had this place banged up 10 minutes ago.
Very good, sir. Library key, sir. Will you take it?
Take into the key room, man. I've got all this landing to do yet.
Yes, sir. Yay. Good night.
Good night.
Come on! They're like a bloody other sheep! Dead ones! Move! Move!
Now then, who'd be sending me in a shaving brush and why? If it's a gizmo, let's just see if it has a reverse thread. I thought so. Very ingenious. Who's on the other end of this, I wonder? Wait for lights out. I think it might be wise. And there it goes. Right. Fixed frequency, of course. Should be a switch. Got it.
Calling, do you read? Blue button to transmit. Over.
Receiving your strength too. Over.
Identify yourself. Over.
Sergei. Pass your message. Over.
Listen in at 9:50. Out.
Well, I'll be damned. Good old KGB. I wonder which one that was. It sounded like a Ukrainian. Or perhaps a Pole. Maybe a trap, of course. Let's see what their next transmission brings forth.
What? Blast. Wait a minute, Daniel. Yes, who's that? Oh, yes, sir. Come up.
6 o'clock in the morning. What the hell's he doing out at this hour? Morning, sir. You're up early.
I called you several times during the night before, too. All I could get was back shortly on your answering machine. What the devil have you been doing? Oh, that's a comfortable little pad you've got here.
Not bad when I get time to use it.
Point taken. Well, what's the position?
We made it last night, just after lights out. He's had the full briefing.
Where were you calling from?
Car in the parking lot of the Hammersmith Hospital next door.
I see. So?
It's fixed for the night after tomorrow. Lock-up time is at 8:30. And there's a lot of yelling and confusion. Carter has about 10 minutes between locking up the library, handing over the key, and then getting back to his cell.
Go on.
He'll slip out of a service door alongside the kitchens, into the yard, and make his way to the wall, right opposite the spot where the Meister Springer will be parked. Metteld will shoot a ladder over.
How?
A highly ingenious invention of his own. A sort of compressed air rocket that takes a fine wire ladder right over the wall. I don't understand how it works.
How long is all this going to take?
6.5 minutes. We've timed it. Metteld reckons that Carter won't be missed for 15 minutes or so. Then there'll be a hoo-ha and they'll search the prison. With luck, that'll take another 30 minutes, by which time he'll be in the thick of the West End evening traffic. Then through the city, onto the A20, Ashford, and then the slip road to Dungeness.
Well, it sounds all right, in theory. You clear on the rest when you get to Dungeness.
Arthur Moulton, fisherman. Hut on the foreshore, 100 yards short of the nuclear power station.
Correct, go on.
Metteld delivers Carter to me there. We board Moulton's fishing smack. He hands us over to a French fisherman off the Farne Bank under cover of darkness before dawn.
Right. And then?
The Frenchman lands us on the coast east of Le Havre, where we'll be met by somebody.
Yes. Charlton.
Charlton? Oh, now, look, Gaffer. I told you I'm not going to work with that fellow again. He made a cock-up of the tilling job and damn near landed me in a Lebanon nip.
I said, cool it. You'll work with whoever I order you to. Now, Charlton will take you to the next safe house in Le Havre, from which you will embark on a certain ship for Hong Kong.
Hong Kong? But Carter's booked for Russia.
There's been a change. Hong Kong is your destination.
I don't understand that.
Oh, because Carter's a Russian, really. Karlovich. Born in Shanghai. Went back there, too. Did you know he worked for Chinese intelligence for 5 years, until he turned double and leaked everything back to Moscow? Well, the Chinese rumbled him in the end, and he was lucky to make it back to Mongolia, half a jump ahead of Mao Tse-tung's hit squad. After that, he was sent to England, where we caught him moling into the secret communications centre in Cheltenham. Are you with me so far?
More or less.
Right. Now, our smartest operator in the Far East was a chap named Billingham. You probably know him.
I do. The Chinese caught him in the act last year.
Exactly. And he got 30 years rice kanji for it, poor devil. We want him back, Wainwright. And the Chinese are willing to do a deal. Carter for Billingham.
A Greville win.
No dice. Oh, we could exchange Carter for somebody held by the Russians, but not for somebody held by a third power. It's not allowed under international law.
So?
So, it's got to be a deal of which our lords and masters in Whitehall know nothing. Clean hands. But Carter and Billingham are exchanged secretly anyway, in Hong Kong. You see?
I see. Pretty bleak for Carter.
It couldn't be bleaker. Well, that's no skin off your arse nor mine. The point is that Carter believes that he's going to Russia, and is a very happy man because of it. He'd better continue to believe that, or you'll have trouble. Lots of it. He's only human, and he'd rather have all of his carcass in a British nick than half of it on a pole outside the gates of heaven in old Peking.
We'll never get away with it.
Oh, this is the firm, Wainwright. Difficult, dirty jobs done immediately. Impossible, dirty jobs take a little longer. And if you don't like it, you'd better know it was Carter who shot Billingham. Poetic justice, really. Right. Hell, I'll be on my way, since you're obviously not going to offer me a cup of tea. I'll advise Dungeness and Charlton that the balloon goes up the night after next, and things will be laid on accordingly. Best of luck, Wainwright. You're going to need it.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Metteld. Benson, I said not to ring here. What? How do you know? Is he quite sure? All right. Yes, thank you. Damn! What on earth do I do now?
What the hell? Who's that now? All right, I'm coming. Hello?
Wainwright, open the door. Hurry, will you?
Who's that? Miss Metold? What are you doing here?
Just open the door, please.
It's open. Come on up.
I know it's late, but get some clothes on. Carter's out and all hell has broken loose.
For God's sake, it's tomorrow the spring takes place.
Father had to put it forward 24 hours. They were moving Carter to Parkhurst.
Where are they now?
Out in the blue somewhere, with half the Russian embassy on their tails.
What?
Father's trying to shake them. Then he'll make for your safe house. Dungeness, isn't it?
That's right. Look, I don't like this.
You don't think I'm exactly loving it, do you? I tried to stop you, dragging that stupid old fool back into this beastly business. Don't stand there goggling like a castrated frog. Get some trousers on. I've got a car outside. Will you come on?
Christopher Good as Charles Wainwright and Melinda Walker as Elena in The Meistersbringer, a thriller in 6 episodes by Barclay Mather. Paul Metold was played by Cyril Shapps. Carter was Graham Blocky. The Gaffer, Ronald Baddeley. Benson and Clerk of Court, Arnold Diamond. Martin and Jury Foreman, Peter Acre. Prison Officer, William Hope. And the Old Bailey Judge, John Forbes Robertson. The Meistersbringer was produced by Graham Gall and directed by Caroline Raphael.